The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Sentimental Streak.
I ought to say goodnight to your wife, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Alice?
Yes?
Harry's gone, baby.
Oh.
Good night, Mrs. Riker. Sure was nice meeting you. And that's the best dinner I've had in years.
Well, thank you.
Harry's going to be around town for a week or so, honey. I told him to come back.
Of course. I've always wanted to know one of Joe's friends from Chicago, Mr. Hopp. You come back whenever you can, huh?
No, I will, Mrs. Riker. A nice setup you got there, Joe.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, she's real cute, Alice. You like being legitimate?
Well, you know how it is. I get kind of itchy after a couple of years.
Yeah, I know.
How long is it, Harry?
The bank job?
Yeah.
2 years, practically.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You figured I'd be right for long about now, didn't you?
More or less.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing, Harry?
Oh, keeping alive. I team up with a couple of guys in one job or another. Nothing much.
Harry, Alice is a pretty good kid.
Yeah. Nice cook, too.
I mean it.
Sure you do. You met her with Hazel. You met her with that Dorothy number. Why do you marry him, Joe?
Oh, I don't know. I get a yen to settle down, have a place of my own, that kind of stuff.
You sentimental jerk.
Mm-hmm. What do you got in mind, Harry? Something particular?
Yeah. That place you're working. What's the matter with that?
I thought of it a couple of times. Could be done.
I figure that payroll must be $20,000,
$26,000. It's delivered on Fridays.
You've been thinking, all right.
Yeah, I guess so.
How about coming over to the hotel tomorrow night? We'll talk.
Mm-hmm. You figured I was ready, didn't you?
Yeah, just a question of time. I knew you'd be ready, Joe.
Two of the most sought-after gunmen in recent years were Joe Riker and Harry Hopp. Together, these men were known to have held up 3 national banks and a like number of supermarkets. Numerous other jobs had looked like their work. There was a time pattern to their operations, the robberies seeming to occur at 2-year periods. And it was known that between jobs, Joe Riker led the life of an ordinary, everyday citizen.
Would you eat a piece of cake if I put it in the lunchbox, Joe?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? What's the sense of my baking all the time?
All right, honey, put it in.
Joe?
Yeah?
What's the matter?
Hmm?
Is something the matter, Joe? Were you worried about anything?
What should I be worried about?
I don't know. Last night, and now this morning. When I talk, you don't hear me.
I'm sorry, Allie.
Is there anything wrong, Joe? Something I did?
No, of course not. You're a good kid, Allie. I'm glad I married you.
You say that like it was something that was all over.
Do I?
Joe, drive careful to work today, will you?
Yeah, okay, only I'm not driving. Harry Hopp is going to pick me up.
Will you tell him to drive careful?
Yeah, okay, I will.
Joe?
Yeah?
Nothing's the matter, is it?
Baby, what could be the matter? Today's Friday, payday, the biggest day in a week.
You know what I mean.
Nothing's the matter, Allie. Give me a kiss. There. Is that better?
Yes. That's better.
I'll see you tonight.
Oh, we're having fish. Is that all right?
Of course it's all right.
What are you looking for?
My shotgun. I'm lending it to one of the boys down at the shop.
Oh, it's there behind that stuff.
Yeah, I see.
The shells are up there.
Yeah, okay. Uh-oh, there's Harry.
Oh, do you want to invite him over tonight, Joe?
Yeah, maybe. I'll see. So long, Allie. Take care of yourself.
What?
Take care of yourself, and I'll see you later, honey. Goodbye.
Come home early if you can, Joe.
Yeah, I'll try. Okay, let's go.
What's the rush? You said they don't deliver the payroll till after 3 o'clock.
I just want to get away from the house, that's all.
We don't have to go through with this job if you're going to miss all that good cooking.
Will you shut up? It's no time for jokes.
All right. Like I said once before.
Yeah, okay, I'm a sentimental jerk. Now drop it and let's get going.
Back to the sentimental streak in just a moment. Friends, one reason it's a good idea to chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day is that it satisfies you without being rich or filling. You can chew Wrigley's Spearmint after meals, between meals, anytime, and as long as you want. You get your satisfaction from the delicious flavor and the natural, pleasant chewing. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is wholesome and good for you. So make your daily treat Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's a treat you can trust for healthful daily enjoyment. Always keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy in your purse or pocket. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Act Two of The Sentimental Streak.
On the morning of July 10, 1953, Joe Riker and Harry Hoff held up the payroll of the Glenville Manufacturing Company, where Riker was an employee. The team got away with $26,000, and dozens of workers who knew Riker easily identified him as one of the robbers. When Agent Reynolds and I talked with Alice Riker a short time later, she refused to believe that her husband had had anything to do with the holdup.
It couldn't be him. I know, Joe. He couldn't do a thing like that.
Mrs. Riker, an entire room full of witnesses identified your husband.
I don't care. They're wrong. Joe wouldn't do it.
Mrs. Riker.
It's that Harry Hoff. Now, he could have made Joe do it. I didn't trust that Harry Hoff.
Mrs. Riker, I don't like to do this to you, but here's your husband's criminal record. Just take a look at this, will you?
I don't care about his criminal record. What difference does that make to me?
Please look at this.
Go away, please. Go away and let me alone.
That is your husband's picture, isn't it?
Mrs. Riker?
Yes. Yes, that's him.
When he left the house this morning, did he say where he was going?
To work.
Weren't you surprised when he took a shotgun to work?
Joe wouldn't harm anybody. He wouldn't steal anything.
Mrs. Riker, you're not going to convince yourself simply by saying that.
It's true, that's all. I mean, you don't know him. He was sweet and good and considerate.
We'll come back in the morning, Mrs. Riker. You may feel more like talking then.
Is there anyone who can stay with you tonight?
My sister's coming over.
Mrs. Riker, if your husband gets in touch with you, will you tell us?
I don't know.
We'll be back in the morning. Good night, Mrs. Riker.
What do you think?
I don't think she knows anything.
Neither do I.
You think Riker may try to see her?
I think he will eventually if he runs true to form.
Well, let's hope he does. That's the best chance we've got.
The day after the robbery, a full surveillance was put on Alice Riker while law enforcement agencies all over the country kept on the lookout for the holdup men. As we learned later, Riker and Hoff spent a month at a farm which was run as a gangster hideout.
Okay. Well, it'll be Gin Rummy.
Well, deal yourself some Canfield. I'm sick of Gin Rummy.
Okay.
Well, let's take a walk.
Go ahead.
Don't you ever get tired of looking at those cards?
Why should I? Nothing on my mind.
Meaning what?
Nothing.
You know, I might be getting a little sick of you too, Harry.
Yeah, I know. Go take your walk.
As a matter of fact...
Yeah, I know that too. Look, Joe, you want to see Alice, or you want to send her money, or whatever you want, go ahead, do it. But you get a long way from me when you do.
Who says I want to see Alice?
Well, I know you.
I want to get out of this dump, that's all. I'm tired of cows and crickets.
So go to Chicago and show your face. Let some cop nab.
Now, what are we going to do, stay here for life?
2 months was the idea.
Could blow my top with another 30 days of this.
Joe, you remember that time you went back to Dottie? Cost you 5 years in the pen.
Oh, I was just careless that time.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, with Allie, it's different.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
She's a female. She's got 2 arms, 2 legs.
Don't be so wise, Harry.
Let go of me, Joe.
I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this place. I'm sick of that card game day in, day out.
You'd better take your cut of the dough and get out.
Okay, I will.
Joe.
What?
Take a piece of advice, too. Don't call her. Don't write her. Don't send her a money order.
I'll give you a piece of advice, Harry. Mind your own business.
All right. I will.
And don't give me that wise guy smile. I can take care of myself. Just remember that.
Six weeks after the robbery, Joe Riker had made no attempt to get in touch with his wife as far as we knew. It was at this time that he had left the farm and gone to Chicago. But Chicago began to get on Joe's nerves. He was obviously unhappy about something.
One more double, chum. Let me pour myself in.
Don't you think you've had enough, mister?
No, I don't think I've had enough, mister. Give me a double.
Okay, it's your funeral.
Thanks. Your health, mister.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Ah, leave the bottle here.
Okay. That'll be $1.20.
Yeah. Keep the change.
Well,
thanks. Don't mention. Hey.
Yeah.
What's your name, Mike?
Andy.
Andy?
Yeah.
How about pouring yourself a drink, Andy? It's on me tonight.
I'm not allowed to drink on the job.
Come on, come on. It's a big deal tonight. You know why?
Why?
2 years and 6 months ago tonight, I got married. Right here in Chicago.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Where's the missus?
She's not here.
So I see.
She's the greatest little girl in the world. Don't you let anybody tell you different.
Where is she tonight?
Home. Yeah, she's home. Our house.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Real tough.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, you know what I ought to do?
What?
Pick up that phone and call her. That's what I ought to do.
Sure, why don't you? What do you got to lose?
What do you mean by that, Craig?
Nothing.
What have I got to lose?
I forget it.
You think I ought to, huh?
Suit yourself.
Okay, give me change for $1. Hey, you better make it 2. I got a lot to say.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Tell her hello for me.
Yeah, okay. I will. Hey, Andy. You know what?
What?
I got a friend of mine named Harry. He said I was going to do a fool stunt like this. Couldn't disappoint my good old friend Harry, could I?
Back to the sentimental streak in just a moment. Friends, when you chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum, that good, delicious chewing just naturally helps to keep your mouth clean, fresh, and sweet. The natural chewing action helps to clean your teeth. The lively, refreshing flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum sweetens your breath and gives your mouth a fresh, clean feeling. So you see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum gives you more than chewing enjoyment and satisfaction. It's good, and it's good for you. Remember, too, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a long-lasting treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum next time you're at the store. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions of people do. Now, Act 3 of tonight's story, The Sentimental Streak.
During the first 6 weeks that we watched Alice Riker, she hardly left her house, going only as far as the corner grocery and back. But one night, about the 8th week, she slipped quietly out of the house and boarded a bus for St. Louis. At St. Louis, she changed for Kansas City. Her manner suggested that she was trying to cover her tracks, And after her arrival in Kansas City, she almost succeeded.
Yep.
Joe? It's me, Alice.
Alice, baby, where are you? When'd you get in?
I just got in a half hour ago. I did what you told me, Joe.
Oh, gee, honey, it's so good to hear you.
Oh, Joe, are you all right?
Yeah, of course I'm all right. Alice, you think anybody fired?
No, I don't think so. I was very careful.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Oh, a drugstore. On 12th Street, I think.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, here's what you do.
Joe, do you still
love
me?
Of course, I do. Now, you listen to me.
Joe, I wasn't sure whether I was going to do this. I kept telling
myself. Yeah, all right, Alice, honey, you tell me when you see me, huh? Now, look, you go to the Whitehall Hotel and register there as Mrs. Dykeman, Mrs. Joseph Dykeman. You got that?
Yes.
All right, now you tell him you're expecting your husband in a couple of days.
How soon, Joe?
Yeah, as soon as I can. Now, you get settled there and wait. You understand? I'll be along.
Soon, Joe. You'll come to see me soon.
Yeah, as soon as I can, now.
Take care of yourself, Joe. And be careful. Please, darling, be careful.
At Kansas City, Agent Reynolds and I had watched Alice Riker take a cab from the bus terminal and had followed her in another. Our bad break came at the intercity viaduct when heavy traffic momentarily blocked our cab. In a matter of seconds, Alice Riker had disappeared, and we had to trace her the hard way.
Terminal taxi service. Oh, hello, Gus. Huh? Ah, good. You tell him to come right down to the office, Gus. The FBI man's still here. That was our checkout man. One of the drivers just came in. Thinks a dame he picked up a 12th and Benton fits the description.
Good.
What about Freddy? He help you any?
Freddy?
The one that picked her up at the bus terminal. The one you follow.
Oh, yes. He found out how he got away from us at the intercity viaduct.
He's a real fancy driver, Freddy.
He seems to be.
He let her off at Van Buren, didn't he?
Yes, she said she wanted to walk the rest of the way.
Rest of the way where?
That's what I want to find out.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you do. Well, she could have walked from Van Buren to 12th and Benton if this is her. Oh, come in, Sam. This here is Mr. Reynolds from the FBI. You tell him about the lady you picked up at 12th and Benton. Maybe she's the one he wants.
The woman who took the cab at 12th Street and Benton Boulevard fitted our description of Alice Riker. The cab had driven her to the Whitehall Hotel. We checked at the hotel and found Alice Riker registered there under the name of Mrs. Joseph Dykeman. We felt sure then that it was only a matter of waiting.
And I waited and waited. I didn't think I'd ever hear from you again, Joe.
Yeah, baby, I know.
I guess there's no use asking you why you did it.
No use, baby. I don't know myself.
Oh, Joe, what's going to happen to you? Where will you go now?
I haven't figured yet. You want to come with me?
Do you want me to?
No, I guess not.
Joe, I'm...
Sure, I want you, but it wouldn't be any good, Allie. It'll take a year or more before a big job like this blows over. In the meantime...
I'll go if you want me.
You're a good kid, Allie.
Oh, Joe, why?
Now, look, you've got to cut this out, baby. I'm only going to be here a couple of hours.
Oh, don't go. Don't leave me.
No, it's not for good.
Honey. Yes, it is. I know it is.
No. Now, you're going to wait for me, you see? And look, Allie... Here's some dough. Now, you put this in the bank. This'll take care of you.
Huh?
There's $3,000 in there, Allie.
I couldn't take that, Joe.
Now, look, money is money. What's the difference where it comes from?
I couldn't.
Okay, I'll put it in your purse.
Oh, please don't.
Look, you'll need something to live on.
I get my job back.
I don't get it, Allie. You come here to
see me. I don't get it either, Joe. I don't know why I'm here. I hate what you did. I hate your lying to me. I never should have answered that first time you called.
I guess I never should have called. I was a little bit high that
yes,
night.
Yes, you should have. I would have died if you hadn't.
What?
Oh, I can't help what I feel about you, Joe. I wish I could, but I can't help it.
I'm sorry, Ellie.
So am I.
Take the money, baby, please.
No. I couldn't.
Expect a call?
No.
See what it is.
Yes? Yes, he is. Just a moment. It's the front desk. They want to speak to Mr. Dykeman.
All right, give it to me. Hello? Hello? Hello, who is this?
Who was it?
They hung up.
He asked for you, Joe. He said distinctly, is Mr. Dykeman there?
Yeah, all right. Get away from the door, Ellie. Stay over on that side of the room.
Joe Riker, this is a federal officer. We've got every exit blocked. Come out quietly with your hands up.
Joe!
How do you like that?
Joe!
Will you shut up? Got to figure something. Now, you'll see why I taught you to get a room on the second floor.
No, don't go out there.
It's only a few feet down.
They'll kill you. Don't do it, Joe.
Take care of yourself, Allie. I'll be in touch with you.
Up your gun, Riker, and keep on coming down that ladder.
Joe, do what he says. Please, please. Ow, Joe! Oh, oh, oh.
Joe Riker was seriously wounded in the exchange of gunfire at the Whitehall Hotel. He recovered, however, and was indicted for the Glenville robbery. Harry Huff was not caught till a year later when he ran out of money and was trapped in a petty holdup of a liquor store. Both men are now serving long terms in prison, and Joe Riker has 10 years to think over his sentimental streak.
Remember, friends, when you want a tasty treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor in a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, real taste enjoyment. And besides, you'll get satisfaction from the pleasant chewing. It gives you comfort, helps relieve tension, and helps to tide you over till mealtime. So do what millions do. Keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy and enjoy it every day. You can enjoy it as often as you want, because you know it's good and good for you. Inexpensive, too. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Rosemary Prinz played the part of Alice Riker. Larry Haynes was Joe Riker. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, Big Shot, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Down south, they spend their time praying for a white Christmas.